This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Big doings tonight, rather, just down Figueroa Street from us at the Staples Center here in Los Angeles. Game four, possibly the last game, fingers crossed, of the Stanley Cup Finals. The Los Angeles Kings versus the New Jersey Devils. If the Kings win, it's going to be the first Stanley Cup championship in Kings history ever. Only problem for fans, though, even nosebleed seats are going to set you back almost $1,000. And Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports just watching the game on TV is going to cost you too.
Here's Williams, breakaway pass, Anze Kopitar scores!
If hockey fans want to watch their teams battle for the sport's biggest prize on TV tonight, they'll have to pay. The game's only on a cable channel called NBC Sports Network.
This is somewhat of a vexing issue.
The Wharton School's Scott Rossner.
Because NBC Sports Network is not what we call fully distributed in the United States.
NBCSN reaches nearly 80 million homes, but that still leaves another 40 million or so up a creek without a hockey paddle. I mean, stick. Lee Burke, CEO of LHB Sports Entertainment and Media, says, get used to it, sports fans.
More games are migrating over to cable. In return, they're receiving substantial increases in rights fees, which help finance the performance of a well-performing team like the Kings.
Like top-notch players and fancy arenas. But don't hockey and other pro sports care about cutting off the fans who can't afford those pricey cable channels? John Rand covers TV and media for Sports Business Journal.
Ironically, when sports go to cable, the average viewer actually gets much younger. So this is actually a way that sports leagues have used to get younger and to be more attractive to advertisers and bring in more money.
Modern-day sports fans, get ready to pony up. And for all you hockey lovers without NBC Sports Network tonight, Wharton's Scott Rossner has a suggestion. Do what he used to do when he was a kid following the Philadelphia Flyers. Listen to the game on radio. Now, there's an idea. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.